This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet, are actually young noble leaders of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. Change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Get crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Check your advertising for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us my porky donor.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
None.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back on this live October 3rd Monday transmission. Have three huge guests coming up, the first of in about 15 minutes. But let's just race through news that all ties together here. This is going to be quite the news blitz in this 10-minute segment. Here's the headline, and it's being echoed everywhere in corporate establishment media. If you liked inflation is good for you, then you're going to love nuclear war is good for you. Could a small nuclear war reverse global warming? Nuclear war could reverse global warming by putting dust in the air to cause a new ice age and lots of radiation death. Well, that just sounds really fun from the Huffington Post. Could a small nuclear war reverse global warming? Nuclear war is a bad thing. No, it's good. Okay, pedophilia is good too, right? Open borders is good too, right? Alex Jones is bad, right? The media told me. Globalists are marching us relentlessly towards nuclear Armageddon, warns former senator. Not wise to let Ukraine join NATO, Kissinger threatens all-out war. Even Henry Kissinger, even the Pope doesn't want it. What if we're already fighting the Third World War with Russia? Excellent article from New Yorker magazine. Yes, we already are. Exclusive. FDA withholding autopsy results of people who died after getting COVID-19 vaccines. How loving. The Epic Times. And it goes on and on and on. YouTube is censoring and shutting down video compilations of Democrats denying 2016 election results because you're not allowed to question elections. It just goes on and on and on. And I mentioned this earlier, but here it is. What if extreme weather froze your bank account? The World Economic Forum says get ready for all your bank accounts to be shut down. But don't worry. They said when the old system goes down, they've got a new digital currency that tracks you and controls you ready. 2023 will be the year from hell. Top financial analyst warns Europe could suck the rest of the world down the tubes. I don't think it could. I think it has. After they blew up, the Nord Stream and one is gone, blown up too. It's it working now? See, that's got holes all in it. In the U.S.-controlled area of the pipeline, NATO-controlled area. A giant screw you to taxpayers. Fauci and his pal Peter Daszak is awarded new government NIH contract to study bat coronaviruses like they did before. But it wasn't them that made it, even though they admittedly made it. It was global warming. It was your fault. Gas starts flowing to Poland via the new Baltic pipeline. Zero Hedge reports the day the Nord Stream was blown up. Oh, how liberal. But that's okay because Bill Gates has engineered mosquitoes that forcibly inject you with vaccines. That's from BGR.com. Pfizer CEO pulls out of testifying to EU Parliament when it turned out he illegally paid off EU leaders to bypass human trials. Total criminal activity. We are living in quite a world right now. I mentioned this, but here it is. Bank holiday, October 2022. Banks remain closed for 21 days in India. And suddenly other countries are announcing in October and November, they're going to lock down. And the WEF told you it's coming. How liberal. But it's global warming. Oh, okay. That's the reality of what we are facing. Sweden removes recommendation on general vaccination against COVID-19 for ages 12 to 17, citing heart attacks, myocarditis, and blood clots. Wow, mainstream news. Isn't that interesting? But let's shift gear to their other big attack. They've opened thousands of transitioning clinics and 300 surgery centers funded by the biggest corporations. And it turns out that in Europe and the U.S. and the U.K. and Australia and New Zealand, it's all a unified program. They're taking mentally retarded and autistic children, boys and girls, and convincing them to sign pieces of paper between ages 7 and 12 to have their testicles, penises, and breasts cut off. And we have the famous video of the big professor up there at a big symposium saying, we're making huge profits. Yeah, get the clip ready. We're making huge profits, mainly cutting little girls' breasts off. So if you go to the doctor and say, I want my finger cut off, they call a paddy wagon to go to the mental institution. But if you want your breast or penis cut off, my goodness, that's trendy. We want to be politically correct. We want to support that. Highly profitable pediatric gender clinics are opening up across the country. 300 for sex changes. Here's the highly profitable clip.
Starting in January 1st of 2017, according to the Affordable Care Act, insurance cover carriers are mandated to cover medical expenses for trans folks. Some of our UMC financial folks in October of 2015, starting a couple years ago, put down some cost of how much money we think each patient would bring in. And this is only including top surgery. It doesn't include any bottom surgery. And it's a lot of money. These surgeries make a lot of money. So females, the male chest reconstruction could bring in $40,000. A patient just on routine hormone treatment, who I'm only seeing a few times a year, can bring in several thousand dollars. So that requires a lot of visits and labs that actually can make money for the hospital.
Stop there. That's the head of the Vanderbilt Gender Affirming Care Unit saying we're making lots of money chopping little girls' breasts and little boys' penises and testicles off. But California just signed a law last week to ship kids as young as 10 in from around the country without parental consent to chop their breasts off. You know, when Jeffrey Dahmer cut men's penises off, he was evil and a serial killer. But when Governor Newsom does it, it's liberal. California just made it legal for minors to travel there from other states to get cross-sex drugs and surgery without parents' consent. And all over liberal-controlled areas like California and New York, parents aren't told when their kindergartners are taught they're another sex. But don't worry, the U.S. Army's on board. The U.S. Army falls 25% short of recruiting goals despite offering free sex changes and critical race theory. That's how you sabotage the human military. Let's play a clip from 1979, Life of Brian, where Monty Python was being absurd, but now it's reality.
Why are you always on about women, Stan? I want to be one. What? I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies.
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. I've got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. we shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies?
It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression. Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
Because they are struggling against reality, and they want the precedent to go in and destroy innocence in children and form a sick, evil corporate relationship with them. This is beyond pedophilia. It's horrible enough to molest or hurt a child or rape a child and destroy their innocence and their freedom and their future. But to cut their genitals or breasts off is an act of satanic sacrifice. And it's out in the open. You ask, how did the Aztecs sacrifice? How the Babylonians? How the Druids? Well, you see now they're doing it. They know you'll reject outright sacrifice. So instead we sacrifice their identity and their ability to have children. Their ability to procreate. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Biden bragging about it. We have Victoria Nuland doing it. We have Russia calling up 300,000 troops. This whole thing is escalating very, very quickly. Even Henry Kissinger is calling for peace. So is the Pope. And now Europe is going to be hurtled into a depression, which will probably suck the entire world into it. Most economists are predicting. And they're just going to blame Russia. And I'm not a Russophile, but I'm not an enemy of Russia either. And I realize Western elites want global domination. When they get up there and say that Putin wants an imperial takeover, boy, that is the pot calling the kettle black. George Eliason is an American journalist who lives and works in Donbass, Ukraine. They said the big referendums there. 2014, he broke many of the stories. Starting with what happened with the beginning of the Civil War, TNT Radio Live. I'm not going to read his whole bio or about his blogs, but he's been interviewed by everybody from RT to BBC to Press TV and countless other publications. And he joins us now to give us a summation of what he believes is happening, what he's actually witnessing, and where he thinks this proxy war, now metastasizing to a full-bore continental war, is going. So thank you very much, George.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
All right, I'm going to try to shut up because I can talk a lot. You want to start in details? You want to start with a big picture, 35,000 foot view? Where do you want to begin? You've got the floor.
Okay, well, let's start with that, the 35,000 foot view. We're looking at a situation where Ukraine has been more or less a petri dish, and you can't consider it anything more than that. It's the laboratory for what they want to do to the rest of the world. Last January, I wrote an article in Modern Diplomacy that outlined what they'd done in Ukraine with the economy, crashing it, destroying any hope Ukraine had for a future. And when they did that, they raised the gas prices worldwide because Joe Biden supported it. Joe Biden did what he did with gas, oil in the United States in terms of production, to support Ukraine, to share the suffering. Everybody had to go into this global recession together because it's the only way they can get their eco-fascism online. The world of windmills starts with Ukraine, unfortunately. In terms of the war here, it's if they destroy Russia and Ukraine, they destroy one of the last hopes the world is going to see for regular democracy at this point until we get the Democrats out of office. Now, let's say, you know, going into the midterms in the United States, we have a big uptick in Antifa and BLM violence right afterwards if the Republicans win. Well, what is this going to do going towards 2024. You also had 2017 to 2020, you had a massive inflow of Ukrainian nationalists into the United States. Guys came right off the front lines. And they're not soldiers. These people are head cutters. That's what they do. They murder people. These are the people that are backing up Antifa right now. And they have been. They're violence on, you know, get the violence done on a phone call. Ukraine is exporting that right now. Political violence is the biggest export. At the same time, the Capitol riots were going on. Azov was running two coups in South America, in Chile and Ecuador. And Azov had people at the Capitol Hill. Two of the three break-ins were done by Azov members. And that's on film.
And so stop there. I said you've got, but I want you to elaborate. For those that don't know, Azov is doing school shootings. They're doing bombings in Russia. It's confirmed that they're doing assassination teams all over the world. The globalists, the CIA, are using them as a cutout country to dump hundreds of billions of dollars in. It's not just $80 billion. And then basically use that as a cutout, just like the CIA shipped guns through Mexico with Fast and Furious, even before that with Iran-Contra. They're now basically using this as a cutout of plausible deniability for political violence around the world.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, Christopher Wray, as bad as he is, put a stop to these people going into the U.S. in 2020 for the simple fact that the FBI at that point was attributing terrorist acts in the United States to Azov. Now, one of the major ones that everyone would know about, that they don't know the attribution. Do you remember the Parler hack where everybody that was on Parler was doxxed?
Yes. The
security system for Parler was actually made by an Azov member who left a back door. So that whole situation was just to get to dox MAGA and conservatives.
So just like at the end of World War II, 35,000 Nazis were hired because they had plausible deniability and put in charge of the intelligence agencies, NASA, and so much more worldwide. You're saying the very same interest have basically used the stay-behind networks left by the Nazis that have been incubated and funded by George Soros for decades, now not just for Ukraine, but as a worldwide revolutionary launch point, similar to Stalin and Lenin using Russia as a revolutionary launchpad.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, when you look at people like activists like Andrea Chalupa, Alexander Chalupa, these are the grandchildren of Nazi SS. And when they came here, the groups that you're talking about, they actually came in military formations. They divided down by occupation. So you have people that, you know, are men-at-arms. They went into the CIA, did that. They had intelligence people. They went either communications in the U.S. or in Eastern Europe. They started doing that.
So what you're saying is, and I totally agree with you when you pull back, we'll come back and talk about this, is the war that ended in 1945 never really ended, and that this is Hitler's revenge in a sick way.
They're determined to win it now. That's exactly right.
And what you're saying is all true
is
history,
exactly right.
But when people say when Putin says they're Nazis, they go, oh, that's propaganda. These are literally, they hail Hitler. We were showing their ralliers early. They actually do the fascist salute.
Well, if we don't even need to go that far. You had the Bandera, they were their own type of Nazis. After World War II, they were taken out of Eastern Europe, Central Europe.
Start over there.
Okay, they
start over there.
Come.
And then we have the Vice Prime Minister of Canada, whose dad was the number two under Goebbels for propaganda in Eastern Europe. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. He's saying this all. It's all true. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So even New Yorker magazine asked, are we already at war with Russia? And the answer is yes. And who are the real players? This goes back to World War II and the absorption of the Nazi system into the West as a historical fact. I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy, but it's a stay-behind network that's been preparing. They've been trying to lure Russia into this in the last civil war for 8 years. And George Eliason is a longtime investigative journalist, highly respected for decades, TNT Radio Live. He lives over there. Start over again and explain to people why this is so big and where you see this escalation going.
Well, the actual prize in this is the United States. If they fully change over the fabric of America into a fascist socialist society, and they're not that far off right now. You look around underneath Joe Biden, how fast this is deteriorating. They win. Their goal is to get rid of conservatives, take away your voice altogether, any voice of reason altogether. And the purpose of that is because those voices are the only ones that ever stood up to them. Those voices are the only ones that ever actually fought with them. Progressives, they make them up. And here's the thing with Antifa. If you go back into the history, into the 1930s, Antifa in Germany became the Brown Shirts. And when they had the Night of the Long Knives, all that was about was there was, like Antifa today, you have groups of them that are drugged out, drunk criminals. And they were bad for the party image, so they had the Night of the Long Knives, they got rid of those. What was left over became the SS. The SS, Waffen-SS, was actually a part of Antifa. That's how it got its start. So these groups today, they're not looking for democracy. They're not looking for equality. They're not looking for equity. They're looking to stomp on normal people. To do this, they have to destroy normal values. God, family, country, all of that has to go. The state has to be everything. The leaders have to be everything. You cannot argue with the leader in power. And doing that...
By the way, let me just back you up. For those that don't know, Antifa was founded in Germany, supposedly to be anti-Nazi 45 years ago. Well, it was actually founded in World War I and then World War II, but it's always had fascist connections, and it's basically a leftist arm of the same things. What you're saying is very astute. Most people don't even know that.
Well, you know, you've got to understand fascism for what it is. It's actually a leftist value. Giovanni Gentile, the author of Fascism, the guy that wrote the book with Mussolini, described it as the epitome of socialism. It is the final step of socialism.
That's right. Mussolini was the deputy leader of the socialists till he became the fascista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fascism was the top end of socialism as far as they were concerned. It had nothing to do with left or right. It was all left and left. And because they were warring together, every one of them, you know, you equate, well, right wing is violent. Well, no, it's not. It's always been on the left. If you look at middle America today, show me the violence. When they've been threatened in 2020, show me the violence. Show me the retribution. It never happened. Look at the Capitol Hill. You had all those people there. You had people that were riled up by professional agitators, okay? But they still had to have outsiders breaking in at two spots at the Capitol. People went in, yeah, walking around. But why were the people breaking the glass screaming in Ukrainian? You know, where's the investigation? They're on film yelling in Ukrainian. Vistra, Vistra. Faster, faster.
And that's right. And people were connected to Charlottesville. It's come out in court documents that were involved in the 2016 and 14 operations in Ukraine.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what I'm talking about. They're moving these people to the United States to do these things. With that, you have the Democratic Party and the people behind the Democratic Party. Now, you have a giant voting bloc with the Ukrainian diaspora. You have the Ukrainian Congressional Committee of America as the main leader. And they are literally the most powerful lobbying outfit in the United States today. They're bigger than Saudi Arabia in terms of lobby power.
Yeah, right now they're getting everything roughly, about 7-8 times what Israel gets.
Oh, yeah. Think about this. And what is Ukraine? Ukraine was the richest country coming out of the Soviet Union. They had everything. All the research from the Soviet Union was done in Ukraine. Rockets were built there. Medical research. All this going for them. And what they did with it was just squander it. They basically busted it out like a mafia, you know, kingpin does a restaurant. You know, everything down to the silverware. Now, the key to understanding Ukraine is this. The diaspora carried the Nazi vision. The Nazi violence and vision never left these people. They didn't allow their kids to assimilate into American values. After World War II, they started a government in exile, Ukrainian government in exile, that ended up in Canada. And you see, Freeland's family was kingpins in it, more or less royalty. But they also had that government in exile. In 1991, 92, when Ukraine destroyed the Soviet Union by leaving it and became its own free country, it was the government in exile that gave them, one, the power of state, two, the symbols of state, which were Nazi. Ukraine, Kravchuk, had signed a contract that Ukraine would be a Nazi state according to the Ukrainian diaspora government in exile. And when they didn't do that, you had the Orange Revolution that was supposed to be fixed. And when that didn't do that, the former government in exile told Ukraine, you need to clean this up and be a nationalist state, Bandera state. If you don't, we'll have our own revolution and you won't survive it. They did that in 2014. What you see in Ukraine now is what they always envisioned all these years as far as the government goes. No freedom of speech. You can't argue with the government. You can't question the government. The government has a right to come in, rob you, rape you, kill you. And you go to the police. You know, in Ukraine right now, Azov is the police. So if Azov robs you, you go to the police. You go into Azov. That's who you're going to. You complain to Azov. Azov robbed you. How far do you think that's going to go? And in what direction? That's what they want for America. They'll put their own people in place. Forget about the cops like Adam 12 used to be. You remember that show? So think about cops like Antifa coming to your door. So BLM attacks your home or your business. You call the police and Antifa shows up and they beat you up for wasting their time. That's their ideal state in America. And that's what's in Ukraine right now. That's what Ukrainians, and I'm not talking Donbass, I'm talking around Kiev. That's what people face. First got here in 2009. And Ukraine, I'll tell you, is very peaceful, very quiet. The people were just wonderful. Everybody got along. And all this happened. The info war kicked up. It was very purposeful. It was from a company called SCL and IOTA Global. They designed the information war that's going on right now. And once in a while, I talk to the guy managing it. He contacts me to gloat because I exposed him. He designed the information policy for Ukraine. So everything you see going on, it's actually designed to work in the United States, and it's being run out of the State Department.
All right, so I'm going to have you back for a full hour soon.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February that's been pumped in the last 6-7 months. And so it's a lot bigger than just Ukraine. They admit the implosion of Ukraine is going to be used for a Marshall Plan to create hundreds of trillions of dollars to, quote, save Europe. That's why the pipelines are being blown up. That's why they're being shut down here. We're being put into an artificial crisis. And then the fascism, the authoritarianism of the BLM, of the Antifa, who's supporting the Azov Battalions, is meant as a model to be exported here. And a lot of the money that's sent there comes right back to fund these black projects. George Elias is laying this out from TNTRadio.com. He lives over there. But just in general, the pipeline, the war, Putin's police action, he now says it's expanding. I mean, I think it's safe to say he is facing NATO and the full assault. Just as a gestalt, what's the big picture? How bad is the escalation? Where do you see this going?
Okay, if we look at the pipeline itself, I talked to Mike Ryan at TNT Radio this morning about the whodunit. It was actually Germany. I'll be doing a full report on it, hopefully finishing it by the end of the week. Germany went through a very quiet coup during their last election. And believe it or not, they're being run by a party that only got 15% of the vote. That's what's going on there. They're fully behind the Nazis in Ukraine because the Green Party. The Greens is actually a nationalist party. Nazis were thrown out of it in the last decade, as a matter of fact, because they were caught. They're eco-fascists. So they've been supporting what's going on in Ukraine the entire time. And they're actually helping to organize the media war through, if you look at NATO STRATCOM, Germany helped set that up with SCL. The war itself, Putin came into this as an operation that was going to free Donbass, and quite literally he had half the troops that Ukraine fielded that were already there. If he didn't come in when he did, Ukraine, and within a week, Ukraine was going to do what they call the Croatian scenario. Overrun everything, kill everybody, do it very, very fast, and they'll be able to get away with it. That's what was going to happen last February. And that's what kicked all of this off. Now, running with half the troops that Ukraine has, look at the gains that Putin's made. It's never been to take over Ukraine. That was never on the table. But what they're finding on the ground is that all these different regions, oblasts in Ukraine, want to be free of Ukraine. Because think about this. You're being run by people that worship the people that killed your grandparents. And they look at you the same way the people that killed your grandparents looked at your grandparents.
And by the way, major Ukrainian leaders have called Russians subhuman. It's all Nazi nomenclature. I mean, they have big rallies. They're not hiding this.
No, they're not hiding this, but they keep it out of media pretty well in the West. That's Joe Harding. Now, with all of that, so you're looking at, it's actually 100 years ago this year, was the last time everybody in Ukraine was called Russian. They were all Russian before that. You know, and then all of a sudden, by an act of the pen, Lenin made them Ukrainian. He did this to satisfy the generation before Bandera, okay, that were over in the Hungarian Empire. So the nationalists today look at regular Ukrainians as garbage. They're just people that they need to sweep the streets, clean the sewers, whatever, and they don't need too many of them.
Sure,
to
they're
that.
The Uber mention, and that's all on record. And then they try to square it, going, "Oh well, Zelensky's Jewish." But Zelensky said 6 months ago, he goes, "Yeah, Azov's Nazis. That they are what they are. Get over it."
Well, to be honest with you, religion doesn't have anything to do with it.
Power.
Politics and religion are different things. So you can be Jewish and, you know, quite frankly, you can be a Democrat, a Republican, a Nazi, a fascist. Pick your poison. What do you want to be? You want to be a communist? You can be Jewish and a communist.
No, I agree with you. So I'm going to get you back for a commercial-free podcast soon. But just big picture, I see this only escalating, getting worse. Do you think Russia's going to retaliate, blowing up pipelines? Secretary of State all but admitted they blew it up. I mean, how do you see this unfolding?
I see this as Russia taking it very, very slowly and making sure with the investigation. The United States would want, ultimately, probable deniability, which means even though they okayed it, they didn't have a hand in it. The people that I see doing it are the people that were there. They were doing operations, which is the Germans. They have skin in the game to get that done.
Is that why Der Spiegel blamed the CIA? So I noticed the first to say, Germany was the first to say the U.S. did it.
Yeah, well, Baerbock wants to destroy the economy of Germany. They want people to stop buying cars. They want people to not be able to afford to eat meat.
Klaus Schwab said this is great. This is going to make people go on the Great Reset.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it is, too. So Germany has the most skin in that game right now. They want to turn North Africa into a big solar panel. That's their concept of being, you know, eco-friendly energy. And they're going to turn Ukraine into a wind farm. So that'll be powering Germany too. And this is all what's in the plans right now. So if they had that pipe there, if they had that option, at some point the German people would demand it because they can't afford to live like this. Once you start freezing, you're going to want a solution. And quite frankly, the German leadership under Baerbock, who only got 15% of the vote. Now, keep that in mind. She lost the election, but as the foreign minister, because she's doing this with Ukraine, she's controlling the domestic policy. Her party has ultimate power in Germany right now above every other figure.
That's right. War is always the gateway for authoritarianism. So in closing, join us again for a full hour to really get into all this. Who's winning the war right now, Russia or the globalists?
Russia's got to get into it, the war. They still haven't yet, you know, in real terms. They were limited by law what they could do because it was just, you know, a limited excursion. It's like the President of the United States says, I'm going to send troops over there to do this. Well, without an act of war, you can't bring in, you know, all the equipment, all the tech, you know, the soldiers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's very limited. They're untying their hands right now. And that's part of what the referendum was about. It was to make sure, because they're not doing it for foreign countries now, they're doing it as self-protection part of Russia.
And that's the big takeaway. So now those areas are Russia, and I guess you live in one of those. And so now the real war is about to start.
Yes. It's kind of interesting. I didn't go to Russia. Russia came to me. You know, go figure.
All right, well, do this for me.
But
if you want to come on Saturday for an hour commercial-free, those are big shows. I'd love you to send us a bunch of documents, articles, everything you say. I know my own mind is real. You've got next level understanding of it. You can teach us a lot. So I want to thank you for joining us, George Eliason, TNTRadio.live. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
Well, that guy knows what he's talking about, and it's very frustrating because this is bad news for everybody. All right, we're going to go to break. We have the father of the U.S. biological chemical weapons law, and he helped write the U.N. law, and he predicted everything, unlike anybody else. He's about to tell you what's coming next. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us next hour. You're not going to get information like this anywhere else. We need your support. We're under globalist attack. You want somebody to fight for you? We're doing it. But I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need. If you don't get our 1,100% daily allowance of vitamin C with rose hips and zinc, you're crazy. The Linus Pauling formula of vitamin C. If you don't get X3, all three good types of iodine that just supercharge your whole body, back in stock 50% off, I think you're crazy. We have the InfoWars Store Super Sale, biggest sale of the year, running right now. It only runs for one more week, or I guess 8-9 days. It'll run until next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. I guess the week's already flying by. No, it ends this Sunday. Wow, time just feels crazy. So like 6-7 days left in the sale. InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, Alpha Power, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we will come back with Dr. Francis Boyle. And we've got so much to cover because they're getting ready with the next leg of their next bioweapon attack. Only exposing these monsters can stop them. This is a worldwide concerted destabilization effort. Only the truth will stop them. 1776coin.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.